This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While it is always good to have you along, today it somehow feels different. You have seen the video. You have heard the audio. The United States Capitol building has been occupied by supporters of President Trump, spurred on by months of his lies about election fraud. We are going to talk about the economics of American politics right now, because after last night in Georgia, Democrats control the Senate and with it two of three branches of government. To start, though, Sudeep Reddy, one of our Friday regulars and a managing editor at Politico, on the news of this day. Hey, Sudeep.
Hey, Kai. Wild day, for
wild,
sure.
Wild, wild day. So super quickly, since this is a very gut and emotional day, what's your gut right now?
You know, it's been shocking to watch all of this, but also, sadly, it's not surprising. We've been all wondering for months, really for the last 4 years, whether something like this might happen. And now it did 2 weeks before inauguration. It's surreal to be on Capitol Hill listening to sirens for hours and hours. And then to just watch the Capitol building. I've walked those halls many thousands of times, and I was always struck by how intense security tends to be, and how intense security was this summer when there were other protests around D.C. And so to see this happen, it's just kind of mind-boggling to see it happen on a day that they should have been prepared for.
Yeah, for sure. Companies and CEOs have started to weigh in. Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase and the Citibank CEO have said they deplore the violence and they want order restored. And then this afternoon, an amazing thing happened. The National Association of Manufacturers, a major lobbying group, a supporter early on of President Trump, issued a statement in which they called on Vice President Pence to assemble the cabinet and invoke the 25th Amendment, thus removing the president. Talk about that for a second, would you? Because that's just wild.
It is wild. And the words that Jay Timmons, the head of the group, used, he said what was happening is chaos, it's sedition. And he was calling out the people who might be anywhere willing to support it, even in the slightest sense. He's probably going to take some heat for it and have a backlash, but it does show how severe things have gotten for a business group of this large to have this many business constituents to have to send a statement like this. Look, a functioning economy at its core rests on a normal functioning government and the basic rule of law. We've watched scenes over and over in barely functioning countries where people storm government buildings. Wonder like what on earth is going on? How are they going to have a functioning system? And it's obviously disturbing and embarrassing to see that happen in the United States. And it has pretty profound implications for the functioning of our country and the business of government that still has to go on.
Rule of law, we will get to in just a second. But I do have to point out here that Wall Street watched what was happening at the United States Capitol today and sent Dow and other indices to record highs. What?
It was wild, and you know, Wall Street reacts to things often late after waiting for a while, and we'll see. You could see a few ticks if you look at the charts when people had actually entered the Capitol building. You saw some gauges on in the stock market start to sell off. I imagine that there were people who were ready with their fingers on their keyboards to do something in that moment as they watched those scenes. But these were initially protests before it became the riots and mobs of people entering the Capitol. And so Wall Street has seen that many times before. It's just that I don't think anybody on Wall Street or in business has really grappled with what it means to see a national system that's broken to get to the point of this, where a president is encouraging his protesters to go and storm the Capitol building.
Also, it has to be said, they were probably reacting, the markets were, to news out of Georgia and the idea that with Democrats now in charge of all three branches of the government, the odds of some more stimulus, not huge probably because it's a really tight Senate, but there will be more stimulus coming. What do you think?
Yeah, it was hard to find who the losers were on Wall Street. There were a few tech stocks that were selling off early, but not many. And it is true that that having a 50-50 control with the vice president, 51, being able to pass stimulus, it does mean that you're not going to necessarily see a cliff in aid to people who are struggling. You're going to actually be able to get aid out through the economy over the course of the year, which is good for being able to defeat the virus and not have it wreck our economy, because the virus is getting worse in a lot of places. And And that's the last stand that we have to get through to be able to move on. But there are all sorts of other things that are on the table now. Infrastructure, other mm-hmm. kinds of programs. But there will be a different kind of reaction at some point when inflation fears start taking hold and treasury yields start surging again, as they often do in these cases.
Glad you remember inflation. How about that? Sudeep Reddy at Politico and with us today to talk about the events of this very, very sad and bizarre day. Sudeep, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai. Take care.